This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator Terry Pluto. Fans watching Major League Baseball games this season are likely wondering, where are the hits? No-hit games are considered rare, as pitchers must be near perfect for 9 innings. But so far this season, there have been 4 no-hitters, and Cleveland has been on the losing end of 2 of them. Terry, not only are pitchers getting better, but the league batting average is also the lowest it's been in more than 50 years.
You have to go back to, it was called the Year of the Pitcher, 1968, when the mound was several inches higher than it is now. Throwing from higher on down creates more velocity in that. Secondly, back then, the strike zone was bigger. And that was the last time the batting average is as low as the current 234. In the last 14 years, number of strikeouts each season by batters is increasing.
Yeah, so what gives?
For those of you who love pitchers, say, well, pitching's getting better. These guys are bigger and stronger, which they are. Secondly, they have a lot more data, you know, on how to pitch to certain hitters with all the video, all the analytics. This has really, I think, armed the pitchers and the people setting up defenses to make it tougher for the hitters.
Well, another thing is, pitching staffs are getting bigger and bigger, where they just rotate relievers in and out, so there's always a fresh arm coming in.
That is a factor. Like the Indians of Emmanuel Clase, he comes in, half his pitches are 100 miles an hour. Thank goodness they put that rule in where a guy has to pitch to at least 3 batters. So they tell these young guys who are strong, just get in there and throw as hard as you can. You're only going to face 3 or 4 guys. Just have at it. So that's an issue.
So pitching has evolved. What about in the field? Is there anything different happening there that's contributing to this?
Yes, and then this gets into some strategies and what has happened to hitters. Like when I was watching baseball, and probably even, Amanda, when you first watched it, you didn't see a whole lot of times where a guy came to bat and there were like 7 guys on the right side of the infield and outfield. You know, you would see them spread out. But now, like for example, Jose Ramirez with the Indians knows a real pull hitter. So when he's batting left-handed, it's very common for him to come to bat. You'll see 3 infielders on the right side of the infield. You'll see 2 outfielders over there. You'll see like a second baseman playing a short right field. So Jose and these other type of hitters are hitting these rocket line drives right into the shift. So now hitters have looked at all this and said, well, there's one way to beat a shift.
Hit a home run.
You got it. You take these uppercut swings, you try to hit it over the fence, and this also leads to a lot of strikeouts. And I would like to see the old fashioned of just, you know, the old hit the ball where it's pitched, that kind of thing comes back. But I don't think it's going to.
Why not?
Because hitters are paid for doubles and homers, and if you have a bunch of strikeouts to go with it, nobody cares. So what can be done? One of the things that have been talked about, okay, you want to shift everybody around, go ahead. But guess what? You have to keep at least 4 infielders on the dirt part of the infield.
Okay.
In other words, you can't take that second baseman and play him in short right field. Or another one they talk about, you can't have 3 guys on one side of the infield or the other. You always have to have 2 over on the left and 2 over on the right. When you talk about a game taking so long, it's also feeling longer because of the lack of action in the game. Ball 1, foul ball, strike 2. The pitchers are throwing harder than ever. The hitters are swinging harder than ever. And it's getting harder to watch than ever. They used to think home runs would sell. And fans do like home runs. But they just want also action.
Okay. Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesdays to talk sports.